WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, as senators review the FBI's investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, Jersey Senator Bob Menendez tweeted this afternoon that the Bureau's probe is a BS investigation.
If that's an investigation, it's a investigation. The reality is that is not a full and thorough investigation.
But Senator John Cornyn of Texas calls the whole process a character assassination on Kavanaugh and an embarrassment for the process. Voting on Kavanaugh is set to begin tomorrow. A final vote is anticipated over the weekend. The latest on the story is at nj1015.com. The woman found in Bergen County who did not know who she was has been identified and will be reunited with her family. While police did not identify the woman, they said one of her daughters had seen the Facebook post about her and were able to positively identify her. A relative is supposed to get her and bring her home. Governor Murphy has signed a new law establishing a one-mile growth zone around Atlantic City International Airport. The law passed Wednesday creates state tax incentives to help draw business to the area's aviation district. New Jersey Society of CPAs President Ralph Albert Thomas says many of his members support ideas they helped to develop with State Senate President Steve Sweeney's work group on improving the state's economy.
When you think about turning New Jersey around or from where it is today, small businesses can play a significant part here.
The Sweeney Group also recommended property tax relief programs that are spread more equitably. Jersey Shore star Michael "The Situation" Sorrentino is seeking probation when he is sentenced Friday on tax charges, while prosecutors want a sentence of 14 months. Sorrentino pleaded guilty in January to concealing his income in 2011 by making cash deposits that wouldn't trigger federal reporting requirements. He and his brother were charged in 2014 with multiple tax offenses related to nearly $9 million in income.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.